listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 15. One of the most misunderstood concepts in personal growth is accountability. Many people think accountability is simply admitting you're wrong. But accountability is actually much deeper than that. Accountability is the ability to remain present when your nervous system wants to escape. Because the truth is, most people don't struggle with accountability because they're bad people. Most people struggle with accountability because accountability feels threatening, and not physically threatening, emotionally threatening. It threatens our self-image, our ego, our identity, our sense of being a good person, our desire to be liked, and our fear of rejection. And when the brain perceives a threat, it doesn't always respond logically. It responds biologically. And this is where today's conversation begins. Because many of us think we're having an accountability problem when sometimes we're actually having a nervous system response. Imagine someone says, "That hurt my feelings," or "The way you handled that situation impacted me negatively," or "I think you owe me an apology." Those statements seem simple, but for some people, the nervous system immediately interprets them as danger. And not because they are dangerous, but because they activate old wounds. Perhaps growing up, mistakes were punished harshly. Criticism led to humiliation. Disagreement led to rejection, and conflict led to emotional withdrawal. So now as adults, feedback doesn't feel like information. It feels like a threat. And that's where our survival responses emerge. So let's start with fight. Fight is the nervous system's attempt to protect itself through resistance. When the brain perceives a threat, the body mobilizes. Heart rate increases, stress hormones surge. The body prepares for confrontation. In childhood, this response may have helped someone survive difficult environments. But in adulthood, fight often shows up as defensiveness, arguing, blaming, interpreting, needing the last word, becoming verbally aggressive, and refusing feedback. You may hear some statements like, "I didn't do anything wrong," "You're being too sensitive," "That's not what happened," "What about what you did?" Notice what's happening. The person is no longer discussing impact. They are protecting themselves from discomfort. Fight seeks relief through control. The goal becomes winning instead of understanding. And here's the hard truth. You cannot learn from feedback while fighting everyone who gives it. Now, flight is different. Flight says, "Get me out of here." When activated, the nervous system directs energy towards escape. In modern life, that doesn't usually mean running physically. Instead, it looks like avoiding conversations, changing the subject, ghosting, procrastinating difficult discussions, staying busy, excessive work, and overthinking. Flight often sounds like, "I'll deal with it later. I don't want drama. Let's just move on." But here's the problem. Avoidance often provides temporary comfort while creating long-term consequences. And many relationships don't end because people fought. They end because people avoid it. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So let's talk about freeze. And freeze is often misunderstood. Freeze occurs when the nervous system becomes overwhelmed. The brain cannot decide whether to fight or flee, so it does neither. It shuts down. People experiencing freeze may go blank, struggle to find words, disassociate, feel emotionally numb, become indecisive, and stop responding. From the outside, it may appear that they don't care, but internally, they may be flooded. A person in freeze may generally want to respond, but their nervous system has temporarily taken them offline. This is important because many people misinterpret freeze as indifference, when oftentimes it's overwhelm. And the challenge becomes learning how to regulate rather than shut down. And then there is fawn. Perhaps the most misunderstood response of all. Fawn develops when people learn, if I keep everyone happy, I'll stay safe. The nervous system attempts to reduce threat through compliance. This often looks like people-pleasing, excessive apologizing, avoiding boundaries, agreeing with everyone, suppressing needs, and taking responsibility for things that aren't theirs. A person in fawn mode may immediately say, I'm sorry. But accountability and apologizing are not the same thing. And sometimes fawn isn't accountability, it's fear. The goal isn't to repair. The goal is to make the discomfort stop. True accountability requires understanding, not just submission. And one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself is, when I receive feedback, what happens inside of my body? Do I fight, flee, freeze, or fawn? Because awareness is the first step. You cannot change a pattern you don't recognize. And remember, accountability is not about perfection. It's about presence. It's about remaining emotionally available long enough to learn. So let's tie this in using the Season 7 framework. Completion. Release the belief that accountability equals rejection. Reflection. Identify your primary survival response. What happens when you feel criticized, challenged, or confronted? Renewal. Practice a new response. Pause, breathe, listen, reflect, and respond instead of react. One of the greatest signs of healing is not that you never make mistakes. It's that you can remain present when your mistakes are discussed. Because accountability is not about proving you're a bad person. It's about proving that you're willing to grow. Season 7 reminds us, completion, release defensiveness. Reflection, understand your survival response. And renewal, choose growth over protection. Because healing doesn't happen when we run from discomfort. Healing happens when we learn how to stay. Protect your mind, protect your boundaries, and protect your peace. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.